motherfuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I don't even know if my mic's on. I don't know what's going on. Oh, we're going to start hot today. We're going to start in an angry, salty, old school Louis J. Gomez being mean to the fucking staff. I'm going to lose fans, lose subscribers on this one because we're going to be like, why is this guy such a piece of shit? Why is he so shitty to everyone? But they don't understand the absolute hell that I've been put through all fucking morning. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, everyone. My staff is incompetent. That's the name of today's show. Write it down. It's fucking happening, okay? The chaos that we're dealing with here at the studios at Gas Digital. You know what? I don't know what else to say. I've never met Dalton Prude, who's one of our guests today. He does not like me. One of my guests comes in. He's like, dude, this guy's a fucking asshole. But you don't understand, Dalton, what I have to deal with on a fucking daily basis. And we're going to get into today's show. Let me introduce our guests. It's going to be a great show regardless. In spite of the fucking incompetence of my stupid, dumb fucking dickhead production team right now. By the way, Shannon's not here. This is why Shannon was in surgery last night.
The wheels really fell off.
Oh. Fucking Shannon, you got to give her some fucking love. Go send her some flowers. Go send her some... My soundboard doesn't work.
You don't get chairs the whole fucking show. You stand.
Lewis is making them stand.
You don't fucking sit. Dude, why are there titties on the screen?
You stupid assholes. You stupid fucking assholes. Now you stand the whole fucking show. God fucking damn it. God damn it. Why do I have to be this way? Look, Eric is going to fucking beat you up for me. Eric is going to fuck you up for me if I ask him to. Just realize that. I'm trying to be nice. I'm in a holiday jovial mood right now.
Listen, don't apologize. I'm soaking wet. Please continue.
Hell yes.
Yeah, you're really trying to be nice right
now. I've never in my life tried to be fucking this nice to these people. By the way, Christmas bonuses are supposed to go out. One more fuck up, you're both not getting a Christmas bonus. You think I'm kidding? You'll get a Jelly of the Month Club membership.
Well, hey,
yes, I watched that 2 days ago, Zach. Obviously, I can only reference things I've seen in the past 48 hours. Shut the fuck up, Zach. I see you over there trying
to... What about your parole officer?
Okay, listen to me. Don't be a fucking asshole. You're standing the whole show. They're standing to produce the show. One more fuck up, you stand for the rest of the day. It's very low. That's basically a fuck up. It's an extremely low explosion. That was an explosion. That was an explosion in Canada.
That might be Armenia right now.
God damn it. It's still low. It's still low, Dylan. Do you not know? Now it's not even on. Listening at higher volumes. Okay. Thank you. It's better. I shouldn't manually have to turn up my volume. Dalton, I'm not normally like this.
I just want to say...
Dalton's always like this.
Yeah, I just want... Hey, Lewis, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're a good guy. Everyone tells me you're very funny. I looked at the list. I was like, who the fuck is Dalton Prude? You should have seen my reaction. And then they were like, no, this guy's hilarious. I was like, thank God.
Yeah, dude, I'm the next big thing in comedy.
I like that. The next big thing, Dalton Prude. That's a nickname I came up with that just now. Thank you very much. You said it, but I recognize that it's a great nickname for you.
Yeah,
the next big thing.
Yeah, it takes genius to recognize genius.
I fucking like this guy. Can you produce a podcast?
I think I can.
You probably can do a better job than either one of these twits.
Yeah, but I don't want the same job as these fucking losers.
Karen Margolis is here. Karen, looking hot as fuck. Looking
Thank
like a
you.
Snack.
I really,
lick
really
you
appreciate
up
that.
And down. Like a pop.
Love to hear it. I could listen to this all day long.
That was Salt and Pepper's Shoop, Shoop, Shoop. I just forgot the lyrics. So listen to me. My production team, this is what happened. Let me explain before we even get into the show, because we do have an incredible show plan today, and I'm slowly calming down, okay? But this is what happened. Shannon right now has appendicitis.
Oh, no.
Okay? And she had to go into for emergency surgery last night. We're all very sad. Did you guys do anything for her? Did you send her flowers?
I didn't know.
I didn't send her flowers.
I've never met her. I don't know her personally, but I texted her and said, when am I supposed to be in the studio tomorrow? She said 11 a.m. Here's Beautiful. The address.
She still did a better job than the production team that wasn't in surgery.
She woke up.
Yeah, she out of, she came out of the fog of anesthesia and said, yeah. "Oh, yeah, 11."
That is the fucking type of person she is. She also, she got out this morning. She was discharged. She was debating coming in today.
Wow,
that's the type of fucking warrior Shannon Lee Hire is. Okay,
and that's the kind of Stockholm syndrome that Shannon.
No, she's fucking great. Okay, and I give a lot of fucking love. Make sure you guys send Shannon love. Put up her fucking social media handles and all that stuff. Send her money as well. A lot of people send flowers. You know what I did? I gave her $100. I sent her a text message with $100 attached to it, and I said, Shannon, this is what it would have been for flowers, okay? But fucking, you need money. We don't pay you enough.
I'll send you the other $500 I owe you next week.
Yes. So go send Shannon money. How nice would it be if Shannon got home today and all of a sudden she's getting fucking Venmos and getting fucking Cash Apps and fucking, how nice would that be, right? Instead of flowers, why flowers? Flowers are fucking stupid.
Are they? They lift your mood. They're lovely. Mm. They have an effect that is below the level of consciousness, but makes you happy.
It's for stupid women.
It is, yes.
Flowers are for stupid women. And I
so what, you mean women?
Yes, fuck yes. Oh, I love him already. He's fucking coming in hot with my type of humor.
Oh, he's dying yes. on Skankfest.
He fucking loves it. Dude. Oh, Dalton's the man, dude. Dalton's a fucking man, dude. He's crushing it already. No, flowers are for simpletons. They really are, okay? And I've gotten, and there's a couple girls that I'm dating right now in my life, or I have dated recently, that I've gotten flowers for. Just know, that's how I think of you. I realize that shiny, nice-smelling things will make you fucking, you know, oh, ooh. But that's the thing.
Not only does Lewis get women flowers, he always makes sure he's in a public place when he orders them.
Yes.
So the women around him, I watched him sit all day once and then buy a girl flowers while we were on a train.
Yeah.
He had to borrow my phone to do it.
Yeah.
I fully, fully believe it. That's not a bad move.
No, of course. Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. What you do is, you know, the flowers aren't even for her. The flowers are for the other girls to see that she's friends with. Right. It's for her to post a picture on Instagram. It's all a big phony bullshit thing, right? So that's why I didn't opt to get Shannon flowers. Shannon does not want flowers. When was the last time a guy got Shannon flowers?
Sounds like you did a lot of mental gymnastics to justify not getting these flowers.
I gave her $100 cold, hard cash.
I think she'd still like some flowers.
Get Shannon on the phone right now. I don't care that she's got out of surgery. Get her on the phone right now. Ask her what she would appreciate more, $100 or a fucking bouquet of fucking faggy flowers.
And did they give her appendix? Can we have it in studio?
Ooh.
It can go up on the shelf. Appendix on the shelf.
Appendix on a... give me words that rhyme with appendix and then edit it all together and make it look like I'm fucking quick as shit.
Dicks?
Yes, appendix on our dicks. We fuck Shannon's appendix. Can we get Shannon's appendix in here so we can actually have sex with it? Is there a way to have sex with an appendix?
Definitely.
What is an appendix shape like?
I think it's got holes at both ends. I think it's...
What is it named, Karen? Hey, come on. Karen, you're so beautiful.
Is it like a it's like a tube,
looking
right?
Thin.
I am looking thin. I'm officially 1 week sober today.
Congratulations.
No weed, no alcohol.
Why?
Getting back in shape. I'm just crazy.
No weed at all.
Nothing.
Good for you.
Nothing in my life. So yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better right now. I'm feeling a lot more clear-headed, but definitely a lot more on edge. I mean, I did just pull both the chairs from underneath my producers and I'm making them stand now. And I feel bad about that now. You're still standing the whole show, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm still reeling from that.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're like a cartoon character.
Hell yeah, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. I
appreciate that, man. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
That's literally the nicest thing anybody said about me all day.
You yeah. love it.
It's fucking great, dude. I'm very happy to have you guys on the show. We have a lot to talk about today, including the Spider-Man 3 cast, which I'm looking at right now, which is very strange. But we got to get into a lot of things. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Karen Margolis.
Yes, sir.
What do you got to plug? Where'd my sheet go?
You can hit me up on social. That means Twitter, but don't. Instagram, but don't bother. And TikTok if you want. Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N Margolis. And check out Race Wars Podcast if you haven't. And also check out Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the other podcast.
Hell yeah, I did that podcast.
You did?
Did my episode
we
come
loved
out?
You. Yes, it did.
I tried to find it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you were great.
Yeah, I was great. Those fucking black guys, they have no idea about my Nazi history.
they were
sitting on the edge of their seats. I'm like, this guy's great. I'm like, all right, they haven't listened to Legion of Skanks, have they?
What's your Nazi history?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding. She's all like, right. Wait a minute, what? Are you actually a Nazi?
Good credit, not good judgment.
Well, I just... went through like the 18th of a long series of breakups with someone who was kind of a Holocaust denier.
Whoa.
Yes. He was really? So hot. Yes. That's why I excused that. I was just like, okay, I guess we'll do this.
And you're a real deal Jew.
I am. I'm Israeli.
She's Israeli.
And he denied it.
Israeli. That's so hot.
Yeah. He said it wasn't
that
bad.
She is really hot.
Yeah, yeah. He said it wasn't that bad. And I was like, okay.
Wait, he's not denying it. He's just saying it's not a big deal.
It's on a spectrum.
He's a Holocaust under-exaggerator.
It's on a spectrum, guys. It's denial is...
They did kill people on the spectrum.
Denial's wacky, right? If you're an outright Holocaust denier, you can be proven wrong in about 2 seconds. So the sneaky way to deny that it was a thing is to be like, well, it was a few... Here's what he said. It was a few Jews. It wasn't that bad. It was a couple million. Like, don't be crazy, Karen. And... now they've got Israel, and the Jews are doing awesome.
Well, so the Jews do control the banks and the media now. So, look,
after a Holocaust,
you gotta break a few eggs.
Hey, yeah. At least yours is acknowledged.
Well, what's you? What are you?
No, I'm just saying, Armenian people. We don't even acknowledge their Holocaust.
Yeah.
Well,
so just take what you can get.
All I heard was blah 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 Holocaust.
The Armenian Holocaust. You talking about System of a Down's third album? That's what I call it. Hypnotize. Boo. They got it back. It was the fourth. Yeah, fucking nerd. 573 gas line. Do you think the Holocaust happened? If you have proof that it did not happen, now's the time to call in. We're celebrating Hanukkah with Karen Margolis. Can we convince Karen that at the very least the numbers are exaggerated? 573 gas line. Dalton Pruitt.
Well, how do you know they didn't burn one Jew and it just lasted 8 days?
Oh, like the copy paste.
No, come on.
Yes, the miracle of the Holocaust, we call it.
Dalton Pruitt, Salty Dalty, 69420. I love your handle.
Yeah, that's my Instagram.
Very nice. What do you got to plug, my brother?
I do a podcast with my pals Joe Gorman and Robbie Goodwin called...
Oh, I love Joe Gorman.
I know, right? He's great.
Joe Gorman's old fucking school, dude. I met that motherfucker like a decade ago. We partied in San Fran motherfucking Cisco.
Wow. You actually know him?
I know Joe Gorman.
Nice, dude.
I met him through Chris Tinkle, through the San Francisco comedy, the San Francisco treat, Chris Tinkle. The San Francisco comedy scene, I think I might have even, I didn't stay with Joe Gorman, I stayed with Christian Reyes was his name, I think it was his last name, who's still a comic, jiu-jitsu guy, out in, they used to live in the shittiest neighborhood in San Francisco, right?
I don't know.
Your friend, you do a podcast with him, you don't know. He's a little short guy.
I know he's from San Francisco, but I've only known New York Joe. I don't know anything about his sordid San Francisco history.
Yeah, dude,
my favorite part about this interaction was it was a low-key insult to Robbie Goodwin.
I know. That's what I thought. That's what I thought Lewis was doing, was he was just like trying to dig at Robbie. I didn't think he actually knew Joe.
I didn't even hear him finish his name. I was so excited about Joe Gorman.
Dude, I seriously, when I said Joe Gorman and Robbie Goodwin, and you said, oh, I love Joe Gorman, I thought you were doing that to like dig at Robbie, and you didn't actually know Joe.
No, I really like Joe. I was so excited to hear that Joe is doing anything except for I see him like pacing the streets sometimes. Like, what are you doing? I've never seen him in a comedy show. He'll sneak up on me. What was the movie Sneaky Sneaky? Mr. Deeds. He was like the butler in Mr. Deeds. He'll just show up sometimes like, hey, Joe, you're here? He's like, yep, and then he disappears. But Robbie Goodwin stinks. So if you can get through Robbie Goodwin for a little bit of Joe Gorman and Dalton Pruitt, fucking the Loud Boys, that's the fucking cast.
The Loud Boys, follow us on all social media at Loud Boys Pod. Like and subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
By the way, is Robbie seems to think he's banned from this show. Is that true?
Yes.
Good, because I was going to say if he's banned, you should, uphold that ban.
What's funny is Robbie Goodwin, thanks for cutting the music, it's fine. We'll do plugs for me and Zach in a second. But Robbie Goodwin, the last time he was on the show, I believe he did the Shane Gillis impression. We called Shane the day after he was fired from SNL, and he pretended to be Shane. His Shane Gillis impression was so good that Shane's agent was listening to the show because I was advertising that Shane was going to be on, and he told Shane, do not do any podcasts, especially don't do Lewis's podcast or Legion of Skanks right now. He was like, dude, just keep your nose clean. We're going to clean this all up. We're going to make sure all those fucking crazy things you said disappear. Just do not go on any more podcasts. Do not say anything crazy. And I called Robbie Goodwin as Shane Gillis, and he's just talking about how the Jays are trying to take away his fucking opportunity. What? I can't see it. Shannon is on the phone. Okay, 1 second.
Oh.
He was so good in his impression of Shane that Shane's agent called up Shane freaking out, being like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you talking about the Jays right now?
Have you told Robbie this?
I don't know. No, probably not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude. He's going to melt down when he hears this.
Yeah, yeah. No,
dude, because he's been... Does Shane know about this?
Shane, yeah.
Shane knows.
Shane told me.
Okay, so Shane knows it was Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, because Robbie swears that Shane is mad at him. And I've been like, oh, no.
Shane might very well be mad at him for doing an impression of him and throwing more fuel on the fire.
Yeah, I don't know. But and I've just told Robbie this whole time, like, yeah, I think it's all in your head.
Dude, man, why are you sitting down?
I was on my knees, not sitting
Thank
down.
You. Thank you. Now, I like you on your knees, but not today. Today, you guys are standing.
This is fucking ridiculous.
No, it's not.
This is ridiculous.
That you guys fucked up my show and I asked
this
you
is
not
ridiculous.
To. Can I tell? We're going to get Shannon on right now. Get Shannon through right now. I'm going to tell Shannon what happened. What?
No, Shannon was waiting for a wheelchair. The wheelchair came. She had to hang up.
Call her back.
She told me she was going to call me back if she could.
Call her back.
She's on a wheelchair, not crutches. She can use her hands and fucking call.
Fucking asshole.
What a jerk off.
Like Shannon's his boss. That's the way he just acted. That was crazy. Did you see that?
I did. 1,000,000%. Got to keep these people in check, Lewis.
Fucking wild.
What's happening?
Wild. So here's what happened. Shannon had she had surgery, right? So Dylan is normally the co-producer of the show, and Harrington is normally a homeless guy that hangs out in the courtyard that we ask to do things. So Bobby Hutch, our EP for the network, asked Harrington to sit in the first chair position, the producer position, because to fill in for Shannon today.
The big boy chair.
The big boy chair. So Dylan was like, whoa, dude, why is Harrington being asked to sit in the big boy chair when I'm the second producer on the show? Why wouldn't I be moved over to producer, and then Harrington put in the second chair? So what I said was, I don't give a fuck. You guys can suck my fucking dick. Produce the show. Don't fuck up. I don't care who does what. Now, logically speaking, they're both in positions they're not normally used to being in right now. So that's why they're both fucking up. So instead of being efficient and Dylan just doing the normal job that he does and just tapping it in and letting Harrington deal with the brunt of the fuck-ups, now they're both dealing with the brunt of the fuck-ups because egos had to get in the way. They couldn't just fucking let their egos fucking stay outside like I always ask them to do. Rules of the fucking Gas Digital Studios. Egos at the door. Leave your egos at the door.
You're just talking to me. It's my ego. Absolutely. This is a show I've been on for a year. I'm here to do well. I'm here to
You're not even
up.
Putting a fucking SoundCloud beat underneath yourself speaking.
Because I'm producing.
You're
don't
not
do
allowed
that.
To. But that's the thing. You're not producing the show. Anytime you speak on the show, there's a SoundCloud beat because you're a wigger. And that needs to fucking be articulated to the audience. They understand it. They're listening to your voice. Like, why is he speaking so wiggery? And then when they hear the SoundCloud beat, then they go, oh, that makes sense.
It's wiggerish.
I just Dylan, like to... if you want to stay a house wigger, why don't you put on that SoundCloud beat?
Hell yes.
I'd just like to point out, I haven't fucked up yet, and I'm standing for some reason.
Well, you probably have, Harrington. Let's get real. Okay. And you just fucked up there. Can I point it out?
How so?
Can I point it out? The lack of team unity.
Yeah, I'm not on Dylan's team.
No, you are. How can I make him stand up further? Is there any way to straighten his fucking spine out more? It's not about you. It's not about Dylan. It's not about your personal fucking glory, doggy. It's about fucking creating the greatest podcast on earth for the audiences that are listening.
Okay? And that's the Loud Boys, everybody.
It's the Loud Boys cast. That's available everywhere you find podcasts. God fucking damn it, dude.
Shannon didn't pick up. Sorry.
I don't know what Dylan's like actual position is here, but I've seen him do stand up and he's pretty bad at that.
Thank you.
Dalton, we literally went to the same open mics. Like, what are you talking about, dude? Like,
yeah, he did
really
better
talk
at them.
About this?
Yeah, dude.
Dalton, you hang around CFC. I go to the work.
I don't
material.
Hang around,
what
dude.
What are you doing in your career?
Oh, well, buddy. If you are going to talk about CFC, we can bring up your abortion of a battle. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
That's why you hate me, because you judged my battle when I was a fucking newbie here. That's the fucking hilarious part,
Dylan,
Zach.
Dylan.
Dylan, are you going to talk to your bosses like that?
Why are you punching my microphones? Why are you turning into a sensitive crybaby right now? I'm listening to him loudly verbalize... He's making sounds. Are you gonna fight Dalton?
Wait, Dylan, are you really mad at me?
Yes, he's really mad. He's
Boys
a sensitive
are so
bitch.
Crazy.
Dude, come on, man.
Dylan, stop being a sensitive bitch and disrespecting our guests. What the fuck is wrong with you?
This is a comedy show, dude. I've never seen your stand up.
Exactly.
You
he's
lucky
like,
son of
he's
a
like everyone else.
Dalton literally called an Uber, left Harrington at the fucking CFC. You want to talk about bullshit? This is why, because I'm a real ass fucking dude and I keep it real. You literally called an Uber and was like, yo, we're all going to go to this Halloween party. And Harrington was on acid, ready to go to this Halloween party. You know, you're friends with Harrington, right?
Yes.
Why'd you leave Harrington behind? Why'd you literally hop in the car?
Dragging his ass and the Uber was waiting
on
us.
No, because he wanted to come with me and Dalton goes, well, there's not enough room. And Dalton literally went to the party, jumped out. I watched Harrington run down the street like, way!
Wait, I don't understand what happened. Are you saying
what the fuck are you talking about?
Let me get control of this ship right now.
This is crazy.
No, this is great. No, I like it. I like.
By the way, I've never had two.
So fake, yo! You literally.
Whoa!
Literally.
Is he called?
Just got Real Housewives up in here.
Dylan,
are you?
You're
are you
literally lying.
Dylan, relax. Everyone, shut up. Let me get control of this for a second. Okay.
All right, wait.
This is crazy.
I don't know what's going on.
The whole thing is crazy right now. This is wild. This is great. No, I like it. Dalton, you're safe. You get five more invites on this show no matter what happens at the end of this. You're fucking, don't worry about this. This is great.
Wait, can we just recap what happened? Just everyone's like, hey, Dylan stinks. And then Dylan's like, one time Dalton got an Uber. What the fuck?
I tried to include him on the cipher here. I tried breaking his balls, like bringing him in to let him join us. And he like became a little faggot about it. Dylan, what are you, come on, man. I'm trying to include you in the fun.
So listen,
and you're pushing us away. This is
I want to figure out what happened here, okay? Because this is great.
I think we just nailed it.
What I took from the story was Dalton was going to go to a Halloween party. Harrington was on acid and wanted to go too, and they were going to go. Now, Harrington was with Dylan, and are you saying that they wanted to ditch you and not Harrington? They wanted to ditch Dylan. And that's why he also didn't bring
Dylan her. Hasn't even said the funniest part of this. I was dressed up as Roseanne. It was the Halloween.
So exactly like right now?
Yeah, exactly. I was dressed up as this. I just had some foundation on. And it was the Halloween Comedy Fight Club. So it was me as Roseanne. I went up against Herman Cain, destroyed, murdered. I killed Herman Cain.
Dylan, why are you twitching? Why are you... Dylan, in the background when you said you killed.
You can't say you murdered. You can't just say, I murdered.
He just did.
He just did.
He said he murdered.
Dylan, do you want to... Honestly, here's what happened just now. But like, what? Because I tried to be friendly with Dylan just now. I saw Lewis. You were blowing up at him. You're going in there and like shadow boxing him and shit.
Yeah.
And I could tell you were like actually angry with him.
Yeah.
And I was uncomfortable.
Can you keep on stretching so I can see your abs more? That was phenomenal. Everything she was doing there was fucking great.
I totally forgot there was a girl here.
Boys are fascinating. Look at this going down over absolutely nothing.
It's wild, right?
So I
thought to myself, as a comedian, as someone who's been doing comedy for 7 years now, I thought, what better way to show camaraderie with Dylan than to break his balls a little bit?
Right. As we do.
That's what we do, baby. And then Dylan, like, proved that he doesn't know shit about comedy.
Wow.
Because he became a big bitch about it when what he should have done... I mean, I guess he did also try to break my balls, but it wasn't funny.
Well, one time he did get an Uber.
One time I got an Uber. You got me, dude. I had to pay someone.
Fucking
to drive
dead
me.
To rights, motherfucker.
Kill shot. Dylan, I like you, dude. I think you're a cool guy. I was just trying to fuck with you.
Dylan, you know you can't start blowing up at the guests.
Yeah, man.
You know you can't, right? You know you can't start freaking out in a real way at the guests because they say something you don't like, right? It's a crazy way to be.
I'm a crazy guy. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. I want to hear the beat. That's not really a beat, but you can get... I like the other one better, but it's okay. You can speak over that one. Oh, deal.
I was just looking for a random one.
Go ahead. Oh, well, good comeback.
Slow. Can I pick another one?
Okay, pick another one. Dylan, but here's what's happening right now. Can I point this out?
Mm-hmm.
Dylan's realizing.
He's stalling.
Oh, my God.
He's realizing that he fucked. He's realizing that he was like, shit, I was sensitive.
I can't win.
Wait.
I can't win.
Because it's not your job on this show to win.
It's my job. You're right, Zach. It's my job to come on here, get called a bad fucking comedian, get shit on, get coffee, look at a hot girl, and go fucking home.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hot girl.
Job.
Blah,
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 blah, blah, blah, blah, hot girl. And I'm back.
Tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, you name it.
Yeah, Dylan, that's your fucking job. What a great job that is.
Yeah, dude. You're going to look at hot girls?
You get people coffee, you get the fucking... Dylan, here's what happens.
I'm not allowed to look at girls.
Here's what happened, Dalton, okay? Dylan's been doing a great job, and I've made a... Dylan had another meltdown recently where he was like, dude, come on, man. I feel like I do a great job. You don't give me enough shit. And I was like, all right, you're right. And if you guys noticed, in the past month and a half, how complimentary I've been of Dylan, how nice I've been to Dylan. How I fucking try. I to the point where I tell the audience, I was like, nah, Dylan's fucking cool, dude. You guys are a little hard on him. I'm in the fucking chat. And then no matter what I do, here we are. Now you've just destroyed all that progress that I made for you. And now they're going to all hate you again. I haven't even looked at the chat. Dylan, read the chat right now. And I want you to read the worst messages about you specifically while the SoundCloud beat is dropped. Please. Thank you very much. Dylan's going to, today's the day that he's going
to
start swinging.
I do want to say, by the way, Dylan tried to take like a jab at me by saying I got an Uber. He did, like, Dylan, do you not, I completely humiliated myself at the Comedy Fight Club you did stand up on a few weeks ago. You could have talked about how I drank an entire bottle of soju and six White Claws and tried to fist fight Harrington. Why didn't you bring that up, dude? That's more humiliating.
Dylan, why is that every time somebody says something to you, you act like you are being.
I don't want to shit on anybody.
Electroshock therapy to death. He's like, in the fucking booth. It's wild to watch Dylan react right now.
Shannon's appendix is going to be the second producer of the show.
Doggy, you got to chill, Dill. Bring it down. Can we get some calming music on or something? Can we? You're the problem with Dylan is this. He's good looking. He's young.
He's confident.
His family.
He doesn't
has money.
Seem confident after that little.
But no,
tantrum,
this is it. No. It is confident. It is. Confidence is it's not confidence. It's he hasn't like right now. Look at Dylan. Can we get a camera on him? He's writhing in pain because the words that are being said to him are bothering him. Yeah.
How old is Dylan?
23 now, right?
You know what? It's why. Not confident.
Oh, but a wee lad.
He's not broken yet.
He's not broken, Dylan.
He's not broken in.
Do you know what that's I've true. Dealt with? The worst thing that's happened to you this month is Dalton Pruitt said you're not funny. My mother killed herself with heroin, Dylan. My father was
because
stabbed
he wasn't funny.
my father was stabbed to death outside of a strip club in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah,
because
your kid's
I
not
wasn't funny.
Lewis's entire family is collapsing around him because of how bad Lewis
is. It
is.
My
comedy.
Son's mother took my child away from me and now dates a giant black man that I have to go and pretend to like because I'm not funny.
And she loves Black Hawk.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not funny. Do you understand how much I've dealt with? So when I see you freaking out about such a little inconsequential thing, I'm going like, well, I can't wrap my mind around it. And what I deduce from that situation is you've had a privileged life and that it's pretty fucking good for you. Because if this is that bad for, I mean, Jesus Christ, Dill, you could respond as long as you don't freak out and start yelling at the guests and threatening people. Now he won't respond. Now,
Dylan,
this is the second stage of. Do not say quit. Do not say quit, you piece of shit. Not during the holiday
Wait,
season.
Wait, can I say something? Dylan, do you want to know what my hypothesis is?
Go for it.
You're a faggot. Walked right into it, dude.
So mad. He keeps taking the headphones off to leave and putting them back on.
You have Dalton, to come out at some point, Dalton. You have to come out at some point.
Are you threatening
dude,
Dalton now?
Dude, I publicly kissed a man last night. I don't give a shit, dude. I did Comedy Fight Club last night and kissed a dude.
Why'd you kiss a dude?
Because
kiss a dude, am I right?
Well, we each did jokes where the punchline was we called each other faggot, and then the audience started going, kiss, kiss,
oh, nice.
Kiss. By the way, this is an indoor show, no masks. And so I leaned in and planted one right on him,
hell
and
yeah,
then
dude.
The audience started going, faggot.
Love
so
it.
We all started chanting faggot.
Good.
But that was fun. Anyway, Dylan, you're more of a faggot than I am.
And he kissed a dude and probably gave him COVID.
Yeah. We kissed twice.
And Dalton, he's on the list of, things that aren't good for COVID. Fat, ugly. I don't know. Right?
Honestly, I think I'm about to flip out now. I think I'm going to throw a tantrum.
Call me
fat and ugly?
Dude, do not. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did cross the line. I did call you a name during a comedy podcast in which we bust each other's balls relentlessly.
We have respect here.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We definitely took it too far.
Yeah.
You're right.
Look, I'm working on myself, okay? I'm trying. I didn't eat any of those cookies out there. I'm working on it.
Dylan's now sitting down. I feel so... I almost feel bad to not... I shouldn't ask him something, but Dylan, you have... to stay. You can't sit now. You're not allowed to sit on the show. I made a rule at the beginning
of
the show.
You know what you should make him do? Have you ever heard of Toes and Bows?
What's Toes and Bows?
You don't know about Toes and Bows?
What's Toes and Bows?
I pledged a frat for like 2 weeks in college.
Hell yeah.
And they told me...
You're fat and ugly, so you can't be in?
I know, pretty much, yeah. But they told me about one of their hazing rituals called Toes and Bows, where you take someone into a room with a clean hardwood floor and then scatter uncooked rice all over the floor. And make someone get down on their elbows and their toes on top of the rice.
Toes and Bows.
Toes and Bows.
I think that's I think that's actually illegal for me to do to my staff.
Yeah, but they have to stay like that for like an hour. I don't know.
I mean, just staying like that in a plank position for 5 minutes would be difficult without the rice.
Imagine the fucking abs on you if you had finished doing that.
If I'd done Toes and Bows, I'd be ripped. If they hadn't kicked me out,
you started licking the rice. Like, get the fuck out of me.
You have any soy sauce?
I'm pretty sure that I'm now watching Bobby and Eric talk Dylan down off a ledge, and he's freaking out.
You know what, though, dude? If you are, you're lucky that this is happening to you, because this is how people break you. I dated someone much, much, much funnier and smarter than me for 10 years, and it broke me just enough to have a personality.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're lucky. You're
you
lucky.
Have to, yeah, you are a hot...
23 is the worst.
You're a hot young girl. That's what you are right now, Dylan, and you need to be broken and turned into a
Wait,
fucking...
are they really... Like, is he being escorted out of here?
Just listen. Just break already.
I'm honest. I might need to be escorted out of here later if he's still around.
If you're afraid, Dylan can't fight. So, Bobby, what happened there? Why did
And the winner
Dylan...
by forfeit. Mike
I just wanted Dylan to take a walk for 10 minutes. He's coming back.
He's got a chair.
I remember. Oh, my God. This is nothing. I remember when Patrice was alive and he called me. He called me some kind of goofy idiot, like, right away. The second I walked up to him,
As you should. Nobody respected you at first. We were like, and she's doing comedy?
Yeah.
You can't,
this was before
Kurt
I did
can't
comedy.
Fuck funny into you. That's crazy. And then...
Well, I beg to differ.
Of all the things they say about Patrice, they never remember. Great judge of character.
Yeah. A million. Well, it was at a cookout. It was the first time I'd, like, really been around comedy. I was so young. I was, like, 22, right? I was exactly this. Yeah. This soft... unformed creature, and I went up to him to like try to be all charming and like, thank you for having me, this is so good. Before I could even open my mouth, he was like, why are you wearing that, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
It was a shirt as a dress, so nice. To be fair to him, he wasn't wrong, but he really just like goes
there. Or as Patrice
right
called
away.
It a shirt.
And I cried. I had to be fed a Xanax, and you know what, it's like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah. Now, like, I mean, now you have a Xanny problem, but
yeah,
it's okay.
A million percent. When the funniest person on the face of the earth is mean to you, that's not like the awesomest thing, and then you just go, oh, that wasn't that bad.
Can we read some of the comments?
Sounds like you're siding
I have
with
a question.
Your abuser.
Is the chat siding with Dylan right now? Can we get some comments from the chat? The Racist Live Chat, by the way, shout out to Gas Digital subscribers. I have the Racist Live Chat right here, actually. Shout out to the Racist Live Chat and all of our subscribers. If you guys want to be a part of the Racist Live Chat, if you guys want to get access to the entire on-demand library, all things Gas Digital, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, 22 incredible shows, and shout out to Jessica Kirsten, Disgusting Hawk, premiering right after the show, 1 p.m. Eastern, today on the fucking network. It's happening today. Stick around. Everyone in this fucking chat should be in Jessica's chat. I'm going to also join the live chat afterwards. Jessica's one of the fucking most talented people in the world, and we're so happy that she's fucking ruining her career to be involved with us. Make sure you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the promo code RAP30, get a 30-day free trial. Now! Sorry, I had a heartburn.
Are you doing like Wolf of Wall Street?
No. Heartburn. Oh, my heart stopped. I have to kickstart it. So, use that promo code RAP30, get a 30-day free trial, get access to everything on demand at your fingertips, uncensored and ad-free with pre-release. Make sure you use that promo code RAP30. Racist Live Chat, let's see. Let's see, Dalton the legend. Dalton won me.
I did it. Hell yeah, dude.
What's Dalton's first name? I want to follow him on Twitter. It's Dalton Pruitt. Dalton is a boss. Dalton sucks jukebox.
That's true.
Let's see. Thanks, Harrington. Dylan sucks jukebox again. Dylan is weak as fuck mentally as well as physically. Dylan sucks jukebox a third time.
That's all different people, by the way.
Dylan chimed in defending himself, saying he's strong mentally when nothing goes wrong. That's just strange. I mean, here's my problem is I have a hard time having any sympathy. Not only have I dealt with a lot of Dylan is a fag, fire that pussy cunt. Producer Dylan makes me want to off myself for having the same name. Genocide says, bang me, Lewis. Hell, fuck yeah. Let's see. Oh, I think that's a fake genocide, actually. Is that fake genocide? She told me to ban that person. Somebody's trying to do an impression of her in the chat. Oh, genocide. I thought you were the real genocide. Dylan eats pies. Dylan is a faggot pussy bitch. Stoned Lewis would have fired Lewis for attacking what? Dylan for attacking a guest. Yeah, maybe. Leave Dildo alone. He got one person that's on his side. But I just made a career out of being made fun of. I mean, Zach has called me not funny 8 times on this show, on today's show. So I can't wrap my head around why you would throw a fit by being called not funny. Like
I think he's just, it's what we said, he hasn't been broken yet.
Yeah, no. It's an insecurity thing. Like I maybe because I know I'm funny, like, is yeah. that, I don't really think I'm that funny. So it's like, it's not even, it's not even coming from a place of like, well, I have the confidence of a fucking 20-year vet and I know what I gotta get an hour, it stinks. I mean, come on. But, you know, he's got to fucking chill. He's listening, right? I know he's listening. There's no way he's not walking around on his phone right now listening to us talk to him. I know the comedian ego. Dylan, let's everyone talk to Dylan right now. Can we all, do me a favor, everyone right now, go around and say something good about Dylan. He's listening right now. See if we could will him back into the studio. Something nice. Only something nice, guys.
Well, here's the thing.
No, Dalton, easy. I know where you're going to go. Now, just fucking chill, dude. Think about it. Relax. We're trying to make Dylan come back, and we're trying to be nice to him because he's a fucking sensitive pussy, and we have to treat him as such.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're right. You and Dylan are both not funny. but here's the difference is Dylan is not funny and has nothing, whereas you have built all of this.
An empire built on not funny.
An empire, this house of cards you've built for yourself. You have, but you know what? You built it. So you, when someone says you're not funny, you're like, you know what? I got this nice little studio in the East Village. So, hey, who cares? But exactly. Dylan probably has roommates.
Yeah.
You know, probably has dishes piling up in the sink, roaches.
But he's fucking, no, I mean, Dylan's a handsome young
man. Was that something nice?
Well, that's the thing is we're all kind of, we've been beaten down our whole lives. He looks like he drives his grandmother's car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dylan, that's what's funny about all this is physically, Dylan is a much greater specimen than I am.
Anyone here except for Karen, she's so hot. Yeah. Fuck.
Hell by the way, fuck, I feel so bad. Karen, you've been here. I forgot you were here.
Why do you feel bad?
I keep forgetting you're here.
It's what completely is, fine. What I is mean, your... my enjoyment doesn't depend on okay. you remembering my presence.
There's so much dude energy. And I
there's
can't...
a lot of
yeah,
dude
that's
energy.
Totally
yeah.
fine. I'm here with my friends, Lewis, Zach, a complete stranger. See? These lovely people.
Yeah. New friends.
New friends. I mean, listen, Dylan, I'll say something nice. 23 is the perfect age to be a pussy. If he were 10 years older, I would say he's an unforgivable pussy yeah. and unfuckable. But 23 is the perfect age to get all your pussy-ass faggotry out right now. Just squeeze, just get beaten down, cry at work, leave work, come back to work, get called a pussy some more. 23, mwah, doing, yeah. you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yes. Yeah.
It's true. You're not even wrong, Garen. This is
chicken soup for the pussy soul.
Sensitive pussy soul at 23? It would be weird if you were hard at 23. You know what I mean?
I was hard at 23. Well, I think we all were.
That's yeah. because you were fat.
That was our arteries.
And people were mean to you. Listen, I wasn't hard at 23, but I should have been because I was hideously unattractive as well.
No, you weren't. You were always hot.
No, I wasn't. I had a back brace. I had acne.
I met her
bangs
when she
crazy.
Was 18 years old or 19 years old. I met you.
No,
you were always hot.
Well, thank you so much.
Why'd you do that to your lips? Can we talk about that for a second?
Really?
Yes.
Wait, put the camera on me what right now. They're exquisite. They're perfect.
Here's what women do. This is what I realized.
And
she got lip injections.
They look inflamed.
She got lip injections.
They look inflamed.
Yeah, yes. They look like you're stung by bees.
Why? Because I don't have the thin line of a Texas lip that you have.
Wow.
Oh.
What if
you
just let that left?
I know.
That's
God damn
inflamed?
It.
Oh, you guys are really
you fucking
me.
Bitch.
Straight line of a mouth.
I'm so upset right now.
As you should.
You've
be.
Insulted my lips.
Well, listen, if you need to cry and leave the studio, Dylan's awaiting you.
Karen, no, here's what happened, okay? Women, they do this. I've dated a bunch of women that have gotten these fucking, is it lip injections? What are
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it is.
A lot of women. Every woman in the fucking world is getting these now. It's wild. Let me explain to you something.
Go ahead.
Looks good.
It does.
I like the way it looks.
I
your
love
lips
it too.
Look full.
I'm very like, subtle. Did it a year ago. I think it's just perfect.
It tastes or it feels like you're kissing hard penis meat.
You don't
That's
know.
What yes. Are you kidding me? Do you know I've made out with 30
listen,
fucking
listen,
women
listen.
With lip
I'm
injections.
Say this. That's
and it's like
the girls that you fuck,
two little dicks
the girls that
on
you
her
fuck
mouth
are overfilled. And also they
yeah,
must
they
do
are.
It like
girls
a lot.
After I'm done with them.
If you do it a lot, what happens is you get it done, right? And at first it's crazy. Like really right away. And I've done it a couple times.
Let me just pause for a second. Let me just pause for a second because the And maybe it's at first. Maybe I've had fresh lip injection girls, but the actual
because I do it once a year, so
the
this
meat,
is just lip.
Is it not harder than your normal lips?
No, not now. If they settle. It takes about like 2 to 3 weeks or like a month.
Two
and
or
then,
three punches,
and then it's like a normal. It just feels completely normal. And I did it so long ago. I only do it once every year and change. Like I don't like that.
Come here, kiss me
look.
On my mouth, just for a second. Let me just feel it.
It'll shut you up.
What? Is she really gonna do it? Oh my god, what?
This is the best episode.
What the fuck? Are you at, wait.
Leave the studio.
Oh my god.
Right?
They feel phenomenal.
Thank you.
And
do they
I
feel
am
like penis meat?
Filling up right
yeah.
now. That
wait,
was
delicious. Wait, are you
lips.
Giving out kisses?
Not giving out kisses, babe.
Sorry, thin lip fatty. Go back to Texas, you
sorry.
Fucking loser.
I want a kiss.
Oh my god. That
now,
was...
now I am upset.
She also smelled
lips.
Great. Are you
thank
kidding
you.
Me?
What? I told
Dylan's
you.
Dylan's fired.
I told you.
Doggy, Dylan, I'm going to go fight him right now. What do you want me to do, Karen? I'll do anything you want.
Really?
Anything you want.
I
that
want
was
you
incredible.
To, I want you to cradle that sweet boy and soothe him.
I will.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude.
Damn,
dude. That really fucked me up. I didn't think she was going to do
yeah,
it. That's so
bluffing. Dude, that fucked me up.
Fucked
man.
Me up, dude.
Well, you guys came at my lips, and I just had to make a point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Now oh, you yeah. know. She's just handing it out.
Oh, yo, Karen, your pussy's totally gross.
It's totally gross.
Liz believes in the Holocaust now.
Yeah.
Dude, my glasses steamed up. I am fucking sweating. I'm
yeah.
nervous. I haven't been that nervous about kissing a girl in a long time.
I
Jesus
mean,
Christ.
We've also known
well,
each other
awake.
For like 15 years.
That is true. And I've
no physical contact whatsoever.
That was the first time anything physical has ever happened to me. And
even
Karen.
Once.
And now I can't get over it. Now I have an obsession. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how it starts.
So what do you want to call your podcast?
Softest pussy lips around.
That was wild.
That was fucking slow
was
and
hot.
Sensual. Oh my god! I
yeah.
closed my eyes. Where's Dylan? Is he? Did he? Is he coming back?
What happened, guys?
Eric, come here.
Eric, you missed
oh, no.
the kiss.
Did he quit? Oh no! So I have to fucking call Dylan and make him not quit.
Eric, you missed the kiss.
Wait,
you missed the kiss.
Dylan,
I like how you. It's not obvious.
It was the best thing I've ever felt in my entire life. What happened? Where's
so,
Dylan?
Yeah,
at?
What's going on?
Dylan's taking a breather.
Is he going to come back today?
Oh, my sweet baby.
Eventually, I'm just going to be at the nearest entrance when he does walk in.
Oh.
Why, is he trying to fight everybody?
You know I don't dime people out.
Oh, poor baby.
But
what the very, fuck very is funny. Wrong with him? This is crazy.
Dylan's a good guy, and I think he got you guys caught him on a really bad moment.
Did like a relative of his die recently? Like what's going on?
No, he found out he was only getting $3 million in his inheritance as opposed to five.
Yeah,
so he's very
yeah,
upset.
We should tone down that rhetoric.
What the inheritance?
The
I should tone down nothing. Let me explain to you something. Let me explain to you whose fucking show this is. Let me explain to you whose fucking network this is. Is this Das Digital? I think not. It is not Das Digital. It is Gas Digital. Gomez and Sutton. Okay. So maybe he should fucking understand that he needs to stop being a sensitive little bitch, or he should not produce comedy shows where we fuck with each other and bust balls.
Yeah, I had this talk with him, but different in a different way than
you. No, I need you to go and say these exact words to him.
I have, but he's cooling down. He's gonna be okay.
I wish Dylan realized is that I've hung out with him a few times. I do. I think we all like him. It's like,
yeah.
He's a good guy.
I really like Dylan.
Yeah, I wish he realized that, like, when I took
he's
that jab
right.
at him. Do what?
He's all right.
Yeah, he's... Hey, look, I'm just...
It's not my thing. But,
I don't think it was this situation. I think it's something very much deeper than this.
Yeah.
And it just took a little joke to trigger. But,
yeah,
he... Like, I told him...
Do you think he's actually gay?
No.
He called him a faggot right
yeah,
to his face.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
But I told him this is part of the... This is the job. You get shit on.
Yeah, we fuck with you. Like,
yeah.
Eric's retarded.
Me,
look.
He calls me a dumb
hit him in his head.
I'm,
by the way, do it's people know what Eric ass. Does here, or is he just this random southerner that comes on?
Just every once
I
in a while.
Yeah, people, why is this guy just walking whenever people are yelling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had Lewis ream me worse than my drill sergeants ever did in my life.
But you really fucked up that time.
Yes, I did, and I admitted it.
That's right. And but he didn't go, oh my God, the fucking sky is falling.
You take it and you move on.
Well, how old are you? You're an adult.
Yeah.
And you were in the military, so it's gonna you were already broken.
So he's actually murdered children from the Middle East.
That's hot. I'm having the best time on this show.
Right? See? Look, Karen's getting all wet now.
It has been a good show.
I love
show,
it. Yeah, it's raining outside and in here.
Hell yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Eric. Hopefully Dylan will come back. Hopefully he'll calm down and fucking realize what a fucking child he's being right now. And he can come back and fucking say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I was being an idiot. That should be the end of this. He should literally, after a long walk in the rain, he should fucking stare off the fucking Brooklyn Bridge for a minute, decide not to jump, come back and say, hey, dude, I was being retarded. I'm
you
sorry,
know what
guys.
Way he would do him a lot of good is dating Kurt Metzger for 10 years.
That's true.
That'll straighten him right the fuck out.
Wait, do you think Dylan's standing on a bridge right now and a ghost appears to him to let him know what the world would be like if he was never born?
Oh, my God.
No COVID.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. All right, whatever. Let's fucking move on. What am I supposed to do? He'll come back at one point. Maybe
he's
he
out
won't.
In the rain, getting no umbrella.
Whatever we do, when he walks in, don't everyone at the same time turn and go, "Hey, faggot." That would be rude,
dude. He doesn't know the animals he's dealing with. It's like we're all comedians. It's like we're gonna double, triple, quadruple down. Like,
I know. It's just
it's gonna be relentless. We're gonna make him kill himself. We should get Dylan to kill himself.
That would be such a funny bit, dude.
We should bully Dylan.
If he actually listen to me, and I'd be upset because we have a lot of work to do still on the show, and there's some other things going on behind the scenes. It would fuck up a few days for me, but if Dylan killed himself as a bit on this show, it would be pretty epic.
Yeah.
Press alone.
Yeah.
Bullied producer in the suicide.
Yeah.
Legendary radio, dude.
My problem is Dylan knows enough about me to take me down.
Let's get Dylan to recreate that Darth Maul suicide video. Did you ever see that?
No, what's that?
The guy who paints himself like Darth Maul, and then he puts a gun in
his mouth. Bjork stalker.
Is that the guy? Yeah, and he blows his brains out.
While he's as Darth Maul?
As Darth Maul, so when his skull pops up, it looks like the Darth Maul spike.
Let's see it. God damn it.
It's the Bjork stalk. You remember the guy that like stalked Bjork and he sent her a video? And I think he tried to send her rice in or something. And then he sent her a video and it was him shooting himself, but the bullet doesn't come out the top. So you just see his skull go like, burp, burp.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Let's see it. Look, guys. Warning. Trigger warning. We're gonna show a suicide right now. So if you don't like watching gore and shit like that, now it's time to stop being such a pussy.
If any of you feel bad, just pretend it's Dylan.
Yeah. Damn, this is the best episode ever, man. We're covering a lot of bases here. First base with you two.
Hell yeah, I can't get it out of my head now, Karen.
Listen, it's a pandemic. I am going through a breakup. This was the absolute best.
Wait, you've been single this whole time? All right,
she's newly single too.
It's been like a month.
She's probably all horny and shit. Oh fuck yeah, Karen.
I need to clean up my act. I need to change the way I've been acting. I thought you were taken. So what's your story?
You would think.
So anyway, what do you like to do?
What's up?
Hey. Yeah, do you have that video yet? I mean, it's taking a little while.
If Dylan was here, we'd have the video.
It's true. I'd have Dylan recreate it.
Yeah.
Maybe. What?
We have to create an account to be able to view it. So
okay.
Give us a minute.
All right, Lively? It's fine. We didn't mean Zach didn't do our plugs yet. Zach, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch a movie, and Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And I'll be on the road with Lewis coming up. Lou.
We are going to be January 20th or 23rd. Myself, Zach Amico, Chris from motherfucking Brooklyn. We're going to be at
Uncle Vinny's.
I don't know why I was fucking blanking. Sorry. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Make sure you grab your tickets right now, January 20th or 23rd. Four shows, I believe it is. Then we're going down to Texas. We're going to be Houston, Texas Secret Group doing a little fucking show. Myself, Zach, and a couple other comics from down there will be there on Valentine's Day weekend. February 13th and 14th. So grab your... I think tickets are going on sale this week. So grab your tickets at thesecretgroup.com, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. It's the fucking Secret Group. You'll find it. Figure it out. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, all that shit. Go buy our merch, podcastmerch.com. You can grab all the hats, sweaters, hoodies, all that shit. And my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Really fucking killing it lately. So make sure you go subscribe there as well. Is that it? Is that it? Who's the hottest male producer? Manhands in the chat says. Dylan's probably the hottest male producer, but not when he acts that way, right? You can't. Bobby, you're a fucking fat old man. What are you talking about? You fucking.
Yeah. Fucking, I mean, if
you look, you look like, because Bobby's got like the salt and pepper thing, like because he's got like some gray through his hair, which can be hot on a guy, you know, like a George. You look like if George Clooney drowned, you would. That's exactly
George Clooney.
Yeah, thank you. Pull up Bobby, show on. You on the camera because you literally look like bloated, dead George Clooney, and I really mean that. Look at that. There we go.
Nah, he looks cute.
I'm cute. I'm losing weight. We're getting there.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah, Dylan might be physically the most attractive male producer, right?
Yeah.
Who's the producers? We got Dylan, we got Harrington.
Frank and Alex and Shannon.
Oh, no, Alex, male, the hottest male. Guy that works here.
O'Brien.
Male. Brian. Oh, Brian's probably the hottest male producer, right? Yeah, I don't think Brian's hot, but the girls at Gas Digital seem to think Brian's kind of hot.
Which one is Brian?
He's a really tall guy with the
long hair.
He
used to be a bartender at the Creek.
Oh, that guy. I mean, listen. He's got a deep voice. The hottest of the group, okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. None of them hanging out.
Yeah, fine. I mean, because you're making me pick from a specific group, yes.
Yeah. Dylan is really cute. He is. He's a handsome man, but he's fucking...
Well, here's the
thing. You don't want that on top of you, like a man crying that somebody said something bad about him.
23 is like a man on a technicality, so it's... You have... I would say he has like 7 to 10 years before he can be like a hot-ass man.
Yeah.
You know? You're like, it doesn't count before you're 30.
You have to come into your own.
You do have to come into your own.
I mean, what I'm deducing from this is that Dylan is too sensitive to produce my shows. It's a problem. I want him to come back, and I want him to be like, hey, dude, I was being crazy. Mm-hmm. If by the end of today's show he doesn't do that, I don't. Bobby, am I crazy in thinking that this maybe not be the show for him?
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of stress here.
Of all the people that have been bullied off this program.
Also, over what? It wasn't even, like, I could see, like, look, if Dalton said something fucking crazy, I would go to Dylan after the show and be like, oh, dude, I was like, that was too far, like, you know, we'll but it was just so fucking mild to have that large of a flip out. It's concerning.
I don't know, I don't understand why he's that insecure.
I literally punched Harrington in the face a week ago. Physically punched him in his face.
Less than a week ago.
Why, guys?
Because we were fucking around with each other, and he punched me in the face like 3 times by accident. So I was like, okay, well, I got to give you one back for real if you're going to accidentally punch me in the face 3 times.
And did he, was it like in the course of a fight, or did he have to hold still a punch?
I shadow box a lot, so like sometimes he'll be standing in front of me.
Is that when you fight bragging? Black people?
No, it's his ex's pussy, a shadow box.
So, yeah, you know, so he shadow boxed him back, and then he hit me a couple times, and I'm like, dude, and then at one point I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? And I just went boom, and I fucking hit him right in his eye, and he went, dude, what the fuck? And I was like, all right, we even? He was like, fine.
I don't know, man.
Not okay either. Fine. No, oh, fine, Dalton, fine. I guess that's not okay.
Here's the thing. I mean, Dylan definitely flipped out, but the way things are run here seem highly dysfunctional. So, you know, maybe it starts with the parents.
Also, we got an entire show out of it. This literally made the show. What would we have even talked about if he hadn't flipped out?
Spider-Man 3. He said it at the top of the show.
I have a lot of notes.
Thin lips? What would the show have been?
I have beautiful lips.
I got to be honest with you.
They look inflamed.
Dylan gets a pass because I got to kiss Karen today. He literally gets a pass.
You know, if he hadn't pointed out the lip thing, you never would. They just look like normal lips. And he was like, they look inflamed. Right, like, you don't fucking know what you're talking about.
I was trying to break your balls too.
That's fine. Break my balls. Let's be best friends. Let's hold hands.
Oh, nice. My hands are sweaty.
They are the worst. Yes.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Here's what I meant.
I regret it.
Yeah. Here's what I meant about lip injections, though. Yeah. It's like an uncanny valley thing.
It is. You're right.
Lip injections.
No. Keep going.
All right. Keep on going. Sorry. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Oh.
So good. Lip injections.
Yeah, lip injections.
Go on then.
They're hot, but they also look kind of off.
Okay,
so
it depends on where you go and how often you do it. If you do it like twice a year, it's too much. You can see it.
Karen, can I defend you?
Of course.
Her lips were like pillows from heaven.
They were. They were
I can't even explain to you what it was like.
They
it
are,
was like
yeah. I do it
kissing
correct.
A Jewish
right.
angel,
yeah.
which is, I think, the devil. Wait, it was like kissing the devil.
That's fine, because I'm a Jew. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay. Forgive me if this is too forward, but
go on.
Can I get a taste?
You can't.
You know what? I respect them. I respect them. Out there.
But you do have my forgiveness.
Okay.
Yes.
We should, I respect them for asking.
Can I get a taste? This is the best question. Okay.
Lewis is my dear friend of 25 years. Yeah. Also, you've been looking skinny.
What do you? So what? What do we want to talk about?
Let's see. I'll come back, but please don't hurt my feelings. That can't be the real Dylan in the chat, right? That's a different Dylan? No, that's somebody else pretending to be Dylan. somebody as Dylan Negri in the chat wrote, I'll come back, but don't hurt my feelings, or I walk.
I think the hoodie's a good look, by the way. Very handsome school shooter. I love it.
Dylan, are you feeling better?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, guys.
A little bit.
I'm sorry, Dalton. I cried in the other room.
Okay.
And I had a deep thought. I am sensitive. Always been sensitive. I think there's a lot of stipulations about me. I read a lot of the comments, a lot of chat. There's a lot of what is Dylan? Where did he come from? Why does he talk like this? Like, seriously, like, my parents got divorced really young. I watched my dad beat up my older brother and shit like that. Just dealt with a lot of shit. And I just don't like people thinking they know me. Like, I definitely chose the hardest route. Chose to be here with some assholes, but I still enjoy it. I still love y'all, and I'm sorry to Dalton. I'm sorry to you.
Well, apologize to me. All right.
That's all we wanted was a little honesty.
Girls get apologies no matter what.
I'm also sorry for sitting. I was sitting right now.
You can sit now. You can both sit, actually, because finally we come to a place in this fucking show where we have a little bit of honesty.
That was really
that's
vulnerable.
All we need.
That was so vulnerable and sweet. Dylan.
That was vulnerable and that was honest, and that's all people want.
You put yourself out there, man. Good for you.
What
thank
a
you.
Faggot.
Oh. I mean, usually people with that many hardships are funny, but. Hey, you adapt.
Oh my God, this has been.
Oh man, Dylan, I love you, dude. you've shown us such a good time this morning.
Oh, Dylan, mean... did you punch something?
Dylan,
you're bleeding.
Dylan,
oh
punch something.
God.
You
know what, Dylan? You are cut out for comedy because you're fucking psycho, dude.
He's a little crazy.
Yeah,
Dylan, Dylan's crazy. By the way, nobody even knows. Dylan had another flip out like this recently, and we never even talked about it. And I was like, all right, I understand who Dylan is. He's a little bit crazy. He's got, you know, but you got to fucking, Dylan, just chill, dude. We're all friends here.
Yeah.
I know you listened while you were fucking out there, right? You were listening or no?
No.
No, you weren't? Okay. Well, no, I was making the point like, yeah, dude, this is a fucking show, this whole network, everything we do, we all fucking sort of put ourselves out there and our insecurities. I mean, if you give somebody a thread in this scene, and this is like an old school, like the way I grew up, and you mentioned Patrice before, Patrice, all those fucking guys at the Cellar, Bobby Kelly, Jim Norton, you'd sit in the background, and if you even sneezed, they would fucking tear you a new one. Not funny was just the I mean, that was the bare minimum. That is what it was. You are not funny. And this is what we're trying to do. And that breaks you down. And then eventually you understand that it's a rite of passage and it's a part of being involved with a world like this. And it does make you more prepared for a lot of things in this industry. Because this fucking industry, whether it's comedy, podcasting, entertainment, anything that's, you know, in the world of entertainment, it's all fucking rejection. It's all you figuring out that you're not good enough. It's all you fucking not feeling like you can make it. And then eventually, 1 out of 100 opportunities come up and you fucking nail that one and you go, fuck. But that's why anyone who gets successful, they don't fucking go like, oh, thank my lucky stars. They're usually bitter about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're usually like, fuck, dude, this took 20 years to get here. Like, I've been in comedy for 15 fucking years. I have a fucking chip on my shoulder because, yeah, dude, it took this long to start making some cash, this long to start getting a fan base, this long to start actually getting a little bit of respect. And still, I don't get fucking respect the same way a lot of other guys do.
Dude, it took me 7 years just to get on the Real Ass Podcast. Hey, dude, Dylan, imagine how I feel, dude. I've been chipping away at this for almost a decade, and I'm sitting here with these fucking mooks. Nah, I love you guys.
I love you, dude. You killed it, dude.
Yeah.
Karen, I literally, can we be boyfriend and girlfriend? I'm such a good boyfriend.
Let's just do it, man.
Right?
Yeah, so what am I going to just stay on Hinge? I've been hinging. I hate it so much.
Oh, man. My mom would kill me if she was alive. I dated a Jew, but...
My parents would disown me.
They're alive, though, right?
Yeah, they are.
You just won't bring me home.
The ones that got away. I can't do that to them.
But you can tell them that I'm Israeli. I have an ambiguous sort of racial
thing. But they're Israeli. They'll know immediately that you're not Israeli.
I'll just speak with an Israeli accent the whole time.
They'll smell the plantain.
They'll smell the non-genocide on you. You seem so ungenocided.
That is true.
Yeah.
Damn it. Fuck. All right, Karen, I can't get that serious. And what, Harrington? I'm dating Karen Margolis.
Do we have the Darth Maul?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. We have
Thank
that.
You. Oh, wonderful.
Trigger warning.
Dylan, you're back. Justin, dude, we're going to watch a guy kill himself, and then you're going to recreate it.
This was inspired by you, Dylan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This whole conversation was inspired by you.
Dylan, have you ever seen Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace?
Episode, like, you're talking about the prequels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Darth Maul?
Yeah, I like
him. All right, so we want you to do the Darth Maul bit in this video we're about to watch.
This better be awesome.
Go ahead. Oh, he's really working. He looks like me. He looks exactly like me.
Yeah, it's old you.
Honestly, yeah. When you go to the gathering of the Juggalos.
So this guy, this video is the whole album. He waited the whole album to do this.
And he's listening to Bjork?
Yeah, he listened to her whole album.
Which one? Debut? Or
the new one.
Post. Oh.
Wow.
Or you really didn't like it, right?
New at the time.
No.
Lewis, you
I missed it. Oh, fuck me,
rewind
dude.
Rewind it. Rewind it.
Is he dead?
Do it again.
Yeah, he killed himself.
God damn it.
Oh, looks like a BB gun went off. That was anticlimactic.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that wasn't.
I thought it was gonna, you know, it doesn't even really count as death unless you see something.
It wasn't that
I thought
bad.
It was going to be bloody.
Yeah, I mean, we watched the shotgun one recently.
Yeah, we watched that.
A goddamn nightmare.
You know what? I remember, I guess I saw it when I was a teenager, and my memory is fuzzy on it, because I thought it was much more graphic than that.
It wasn't graphic even a little bit.
Yeah. Pull up a better suicide video.
Can we please?
Yeah,
no,
something.
No more suicide. It's fine. But
let's end the year with trauma.
Dylan, what's the closest you've ever been to committing suicide? Let's...
Besides right now.
God. 15 minutes ago.
Nice. Harrington, I bet, has been really suicidal. Harrington has been fucking... I guarantee it. There's not. If I've been suicidal, there's no way Harrington wasn't suicidal.
Obviously. That's I mean, crazy. I have no kids. You know what I mean? I have no responsibility. So for me, it is just a long nap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving anything behind.
You don't believe in
Jesus
God. You don't believe in anything.
Christ.
That's the beauty, dude. Before I had a kid, suicide was always there. It was like, and this is like just a complete, like the way that I thought of it is like, if it ever got so bad, because I truly don't believe in God, right? I just believe that once you're dead, you're dead. You fucking turn into dust, right? So... if it got so bad, you can just fucking end it. And it was always a very, like, it was never like a sad thought. It was always like a relief, like a peaceful sort of fucking like, oh, if the shit ever hit the fan, me and Dave Smith would sit in stairwells while we were selling comedy club tickets in the winter, smoking blunts, just sort of talking about how great suicide would be. I remember these conversations were so fucking real.
But what was so bad in your life? Like, just comedy wasn't going great?
It just being
Puerto Rican,
being brown, just having a brown skin. I couldn't peel it off my body. It was really difficult to deal with. No, it was just, I mean, number one, I have psychological issues and I dealt with a lot of abuse when I was growing up. And, you know, that I think weighs on you and whatever it is. But when you are, I mean, from the age of 19 to like 25, I was selling comedy club tickets in Times Square, and the winters would come and, you know, it would be, you know, degrees outside.
The worst job in the world.
And you're just like, excuse me, would you like to do a comedy club? Get a real job. And you're like, if one more person says that, I'm going to kill myself. Like there's just nothing more depressing than trying to sell comedy club tickets in the winter in New York City.
Yeah, you're shivering, and then like you walk up to some Danish family, and then you pitch them, and it's going great, and then they take out tickets to Dangerfield, and they're like, "We are going to see Family Guy."
It was a very depressing time, but I think, I mean, I've dealt with depression, I've dealt with like, you know, psychological issues my whole life, but I think, to be honest with you, they say money doesn't buy you happiness. It does. That's a lie. It is like...
And remember, this was early 2010s. This is before he knew that white supremacists would accept a Puerto Rican into their ranks.
Money isn't... It's money, it's accolades, it's, you know, fans, all these things. It all adds up, right? But when you are legitimately worried about how you're going to eat that day, or how you're going to pay rent, or you're 3 months behind on rent and you're going to be evicted. I mean, you know, at times I've just been in that situation.
Yeah, it's a way of getting control when you don't have any.
It fucking... You know, it is just a depressing thing. And there's also in comedy, when you're a young comedian, there's no definitive path. It's not like you, I mean, maybe for some people it's a little different, but for I think for most comedians, there was no, it wasn't like there was like, oh, well, here's the path to making it. In the beginning, you're like, oh, cool, I'm friends with these guys and they did this and that's that. But then you, once you actually get in there and get your hands dirty, you go, oh, it's different for everybody. There's no lineage of comedians like, oh, I'm friends with Big J and Nate Bargatze, so I'm the next one in line. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. We're all friends. You know what I'm saying? I convinced myself that it was just going to happen, and it took a lot longer than I thought it was going to take to get anything going on. And yeah, I mean, I definitely, being that poor for that long, I mean, when my son was born, I would steal baby food. Like, my son's only
from him.
Be 8.
That kid was hungry.
I'm starving.
Yoink.
You snooze, you lose, bitch.
Suck it up, bee's titty.
But I would bring my son. I remember when he was 1 year old, the supermarket by my house, there was like a little barbecue section in the back where they would make like brisket and like wings and things like that. And there was like an eating section. So I would bring my son all the time. We just eat it and not pay for it. That was like me and my son would regularly steal barbecue food from this place. But it was, and
that's not baby food.
No, that was later.
You're feeding your baby.
That's black baby food.
Some chitlins, yeah. Some wings, some pig's feet,
gizzards, livers, some greens.
Yeah, but then, you know, when me and my son's mother broke up, that was really, really difficult to deal with. I started doing drugs. I mean, that was, and I
what
was very, all the drugs.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Yeah, it was a good time. So, but
stopped last week.
That whole, you know, period up until, you know, literally until maybe a year or two after we started Gas Digital. When we started Gas Digital, I mean, I can't even explain to you how poor I was when we started this fucking company. It was fucking crazy. And it took a while to build something. And then eventually you go like, oh shit, yeah. The fact that I could just pay my bills and take a vacation and buy something that I want, mm-hmm. it is enough to get me over that. I couldn't imagine now being in a place where I want to kill myself. Like that's like it's a different thing. So for me, having a certain level of success, financial success, accolades, all those things were really, really important for me to sort of establish myself psychologically.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're this like hyper masculine dude, so I imagine anything that's like feminizing, like being like being dependent or whatever, yeah. like that kind of like beta ish. Not that all women are beta, but that like femininity. Do you know what I mean? Where you're like, well, this isn't what a man would do. All
right, I completely agree, and that's definitely a big part of it. So it's the point I'm making is, Dylan, it'll get better.
It gets better.
It gets better, bro. It gets better.
It really does, especially Lewis, for girls.
You really do. You embody the American dream.
Hell yeah, doggy.
Yeah, you're the next Dusty Rhodes.
Fuck yeah, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I think that I am pretty special. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
The road to success is full of stabbings, as they say.
All right. Let's talk about some of... So what happened to this, the streamer? It was staged. Give me some fucking feedback on this, Dildo.
So yeah, remember we were talking about the kid who was a prodigy, him for the beat. Here we go.
Oh.
Different melodic beat. So apparently he wasn't a prodigy at all. Like, remember you guys said it seemed a little staged.
I did think it was staged.
And they made a video apparently, and the mom and the dad came out and was like, because it blew up, and then they were like, yeah, it was staged. I'm trying to find the video.
Is he actually a prodigy, or is it staged that he's a prodigy as well?
I think they just hyped him up in a sense. He's just a kid.
They were trying to create a viral moment, right? And they said that they banned him, but it actually didn't happen. Pull up the video, please.
Yeah. Hold it. 1 second.
Because I thought about that. We can, if you're a child or a girl, you don't even have to be that good at video games, and you can fucking become like
or at anything.
Yeah, really, yeah, honestly.
Truly.
So I was thinking maybe I should just give my son his own Twitch channel and I'll play Fortnite and pretend he's playing.
I'll just give him a controller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we'll fucking blow it up, right?
I mean, double down, get a hot chick and him, start 2 channels.
Let's do it. Karen?
I'm in.
I love it. Karen's going to be my son's new stepmother. Let's see. Go ahead. No way,
bro. What is this? No way. This is
the original video of
allegedly being awesome at this.
No, the kid, apparently they banned him because he's under the age to play because it's rated like whatever for adult. So then he starts crying.
Aww.
He's a cute little kid. All right, so what? How does
I'm gonna find. Yeah, I'm gonna find the video. So they put out a video. Sorry.
Yeah, pull up the other video, please. please, dildo.
So he is really good, or he's not?
I think he's
good.
Really good, but they fake that he was banned so they can sort of get a viral moment.
So he's
but
not
you know, it's
banned.
Funny. I don't think that kid's a good actor. I think they fucking told that kid he was banned and made him cry. That's why I think they're shitty parents. That's what happened. There's no way that kid's acting, right? There's no way that kid was in on a staging. He
kids
was like, oh,
don't act.
Well, he's 6 years old. There's no way he's going to know, like, oh, this is going to be a great bit to do. And so I guarantee they fucking told that kid that his puppy died. And they had him cry. And now, that's what they used to do in movies, by the way. When they have kids cry in movies,
right.
They tell them their mom's dead. It's like a famous thing they do. Like, yeah, your mom's fucking dead. And the kid starts freaking out.
There's not like a less traumatic thing that would still make a kid cry.
I don't know. I made that up. I don't know that it's actually their mom's dead. But
no, but there is definitely there's puppy
scenes.
Died.
Yeah.
In Monster Squad, they actually scared the little girl when Dracula scares her. Like, they didn't let her see him all day, and he scared the fucking shit out of her.
Some poor baby.
I love when you hear about, like, method actors would be like, yeah, he really bit my pussy in that scene.
The guy that did The Exorcist, William Friedkin, couldn't get the right take from the mom. She's supposed to get scared. So he brought a live gun on set and shot it behind her head in the take. And that's what in the movie.
That's awesome.
Because old movies rule.
Yeah, because art needs, you need to shake things up a little bit, okay? You need to get your producer to kill himself in order to create a great podcast.
It turns out nobody's that good of an actor.
No,
you just need to scare the shit out of him.
Oh, this morning, speaking of puppies, it wasn't even a puppy. Dude, this morning, I'm in my fucking house. My son's getting ready to go to school. I'm driving to school this morning. And I see, out my window, I see a little dog go by the window. And I was like, and there was nobody with it. There was no leash. And I was like, did a dog just run by my window? So I go outside. It was like a little Chihuahua mix with like fucking weird googly eyes, and they were all like clouded over. They had like cataracts. It was like an old ass fucking dog, but it must have gotten out of somebody's house, and it was just fucking running down the street. And then I chased it, and I was like, "Come here, buddy!" And I tried to get him to come over to me, and I finally got him to calm down. He's like peeing in a bush.
Aww.
And I went to go pick him up, and a little cocksucker went to go bite me, and I was like, all right, go die, bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. So there's somebody's dog in Bergen County just running around, and it's going to get hit by a car.
Somebody's blind dog.
Somebody's blind, mean little fucking dog. Fuck that dog. I was going to go save that dog's fucking life, and he went to go bite me. Like, ah! What?
If that dog were a girl, you'd date her for 5 years.
Hell yeah, dude.
Knock her up.
The parents say they logged into Rogan's account via PC while he was live to help sell the illusion of viewers on Twitch. The parents also say they edited the footage to make it sound like Rogan was crying when in fact he wasn't.
His name is Rogan. Oh. Mistake number one.
Stole my idea from my next kid. Fucking Rogan.
Middle name, please have me on again.
All right. Well, yeah. Fuck it. Yeah, what are you going to do? Good for them. Mm-hmm. Good for them for trying to create a moment.
So this kid just plays video games?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's like a Warzone phenom. That's what they say. All right. Let's see. Georgia Pee-wee coach banned. Is there a video?
There is.
Let's see. What happened? This is Georgia. Why do we think this Georgia Pee-wee coach was banned? Can we get some guesses? Can we guess the news here? What do you think?
Molesting.
Okay.
That's my top pick.
It's a solid guess.
Some pictures came out of him at a Black Lives Matter protest.
They do not like Black Lives Matter on Pee Wee football. Yeah. That is very anti-Pee Wee football, Zach.
I mean, I was really hoping to just get the assist, so you would have said pedophile, you would have said the N-word, and then I would have said molested an N-word.
Oh, man. I've used up all my juices today. I wasn't on the...
Georgia Pee Wee coach Ben, let's see.
I bet he, like, threw something on the field or something.
Did he hit a kid? Ooh.
Oh,
damn.
Why would he hit the kid like that? Why would he hit the kid? He's also not wearing a mask. What's worse?
Not.
Well, that's just good parenting in the black community.
Yeah. I think he roughs him up a little more.
Well, he's there for the kid at least.
Yeah. Like, he starts just yelling at him.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Yo, is that his kid?
No.
It better be.
Yo. You
can't just break a strange kid.
If that, I can't even explain to you.
He also had an apology video where I'm looking at it.
Let's
right
see
now.
The apology video.
Well, you have to see
his apology is even funnier.
Doggy, if you would.
How do you. Oh!
I mean, he is wearing a helmet. Let's get. I mean, if you're gonna smack a kid like that, he is wearing a helmet.
wait. Go back. Because we don't know context. Go back to when he hits him.
That's
watch.
The kid.
Ready?
Listen, let's be fair. What did that kid do?
Good job, motherfucker.
You my nigga.
Yeah, now it just seems like he's a great guy.
Go get it, son. Go, birds.
He comes back for seconds. That's the best part.
Yeah.
And he's got his mask under his chin.
Oh, okay, so what's the reason?
Let's see the apology video. All
right, let's go. Right,
give some volume, please. Obviously, we'd want to hear what he's saying. Say,
you know, I'm going to apologize for my actions about what took place. But at the end of the day, I am a man. And I'm not going to make no excuses for what I did. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. I should have disciplined him in public. I should have waited till we got back for doing what he did. At the end of the day, I apologize to him, the kids, the city down here, and my family back at home. I do apologize. There's no excuse for my actions, you know. I hope, well, he forgave me, and his parents have forgiven me.
Oh, so nobody lets you bash me. Thank you. Doggy, let me tell you something. Let me fucking tell you something. If somebody puts their hand on my kid that way, I am going to fucking jail. I am going, and it ain't going to be a fair fucking fight. I'm coming with fucking hammers. I am coming with two fucking hammers, and I'm beating that guy within an inch of his fucking life. Are you out of your fucking mind? You're going to put your hands on somebody else's fucking kid? Fuck that guy. Straight up. Fuck that fucking guy. That's psychotic. That is fucking crazy.
I'm just imagining.
I feel like bringing two hammers to a fight is essentially just giving the other guy a hammer.
Hammer fight!
He's going to get your non-dominant hammer.
No, guess what? Free hammers.
I got
he throws him in the air like Mario.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Is you're just tossing hammers? Just dodging them? I can't get this guy. All my hammers are missing.
Hit the block underneath him.
Yeah.
Doggy, I'm fucking telling. And then he was like, I should have waited till we got back.
I was like, you guys missed my favorite part. Where he goes, you guys are right. I should have waited till after the game to discipline him.
Whoa.
And then he follows that up with, don't worry, the parents are okay with it. That's what he said. He goes, the parents have already forgiven me.
This was Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah, the parents are fine. They're cool with it.
That, I mean, look, I get that. There's some people have the mentality of like, oh, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, like old school people would beat the shit out of each other's fucking kids. You know, you'd be doing something bad. The neighbor would fucking give you a spanking. That shit doesn't fly. Number one, it shouldn't have flown then.
I was born in Georgia, but I grew up in Texas. So I grew up in the South. And by the time I graduated high school, 2011, like, we still had paddlings.
What do you mean? No. In school?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're cool.
If your parents, like, signed off on it, you could get paddled.
Did your parents sign off on it?
No.
Wait, so what does that mean? Like, close off? What is it? What does the paddle look like?
Calm down, bitch.
A principal.
Parent is horny.
A principal would ask a 16-year-old boy to bend over and spank his little bottom.
Oh, my God.
With a big paddle.
With a paddle, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I've had neighbors put their hands on me before.
No.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I told
the
story, the one I used to go door to door. And I've always wanted to make money since I was like 7 years old.
This
is
back
had,
in like the 70s.
No, I'm not that old. This is 80s, early 90s. Since I was like 7 years old, I was doing iced tea stands, you know, lemonade stand. In the wintertime, I would ask people to shovel the driveways. Summertime, I would go to door to door, just asking people if they wanted to do odd jobs, like if I could do odd jobs, whatever it is, clean
the
yard.
Did anyone molest you?
No.
That's so molesty.
But one time, a guy asked me to clean. There was a bunch of like.
Yeah, that's not delivery. That's DiGiorno.
There was a bunch of like bottles behind his garage, like in between like the house and the garage. It was like a space where there's a bunch of glass bottles that had just sort of built up, like whatever it was. He was like, yeah, I want you to clean those bottles up for me. And I'll give you $10. So I spent like an hour cleaning up all the bottles, putting them in bags, right? And Cody collected, and he was like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. And he just didn't pay me. So then I started taking the bottles and throwing them and smashing them on his property because he didn't pay me, which is fucking rightfully so. And then he fucking can't. Dude, I just remember seeing him just book from his fucking. He was like an in shape white guy. And I'm like a little fat kid. And I just watched him like run at me. And I was like, ugh! And I started running. Dude, he fucking caught me with like three strides, grabbed me by the back of my shirt. And just dragged my body through the broken glass. Like, literally just my arms and legs all cut up with, like, broken glass. Like, just way overreaction. And, yeah, nobody ever did anything. But, like, yeah, shit like that was a pretty regular occurrence in, like, a white trash sort of community. With poor people,
wow,
you're just fucking...
Like no one was ever mean to me my whole life.
I know.
Like, ever.
Life.
Not once.
It's a good life.
I just remember, this is so off topic, but there was something I really wanted to ask you guys or just
I remember
talk
one
about.
Time my dad dragged this little spit kid through glass.
No, I just remember because I'm fascinated by this ongoing saga and I really wanted to talk to you guys about it because I know the guy. I'm like very fascinated by this ongoing feud that you guys have with Jake Flores.
Oh, you're friends with him?
I don't know if we're like close, but I know him. I know him from Texas,
okay.
And he was one of the first guys I reached out to when I moved to New York. Like,
right. And he was super cool to you.
Kind of. I mean, his...
Oh, he was a cunt?
I mean, his advice was, listen to this podcast I did where I talk about comedy in New York.
No.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, though, I mean, one of the pieces of advice he gave me that was worthwhile, to his credit, was he was like, yeah, just hang out at the creek a lot. Like, you'll meet a lot of cool people there. And,
yeah. That's true.
Anyway, yeah. I don't know. I'm just fascinated.
Come, don't film it.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by this because I've known him for like a few years now, and actually when I first moved out here, he was running a show with Ian in Bushwick.
Ian Finance, yeah, of course. Yeah. So look, Jake, here's the way that I feel about, you know, Jake and just
and I'm
like
sorry
him.
if bringing that up derailed,
no,
doesn't, okay.
No, didn't at all. I mean, it's fine. I'll give you my opinion here. Here's what I feel. Every comedian I have a special place for. Like, I believe that we're in this thing, no matter what our background is or political affiliation or how we see ourselves or view ourselves, we all sort of fucking started off eating shit on an open mic. We all sort of went through this fucking journey. Like, even if you have a much, you know, easier career than the next guy, it's like, I just have this thing where I meet somebody that's a comic and I go, oh shit, dude, you get it. We're doing this, and it's hard for non-comics to wrap their minds around why this is as important as it is. It's also, like, why it's even cool. Like, a lot of people, like, comedy's kind of a weird thing where it's like, if you get it, you get it, you don't. And most of the time, you have to be a comic or be close to a comic to really understand why we become obsessed with this the way we become obsessed with it.
And it's a weird thing, because it's an art form that literally there's entire groups of people that just don't like any of it. Like, you'll never hear somebody go, I don't like music.
Yeah. Yeah, I've met people who just don't like comedy.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't like love music.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, for the most,
I don't care about. By the way, just care about music so much.
Yeah, I love music.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. I don't have, like, my last time I had a favorite band, I was 16 years old. Like,
who was it?
Care. System of a Down. Fuck yeah.
Oh, nice, dude. They're
still
great.
Still sticking with them. But what have you know? It's almost even more extreme. Like somebody like Jake, who, when we had that whole situation up with the creek, he was just online, his whole persona, just the way he sort of mocked us and the way he sort of took shots at us and you know, the way he sort of painted us, I was more offended than if it was just some regular person, because it's a comic.
Right.
Because it's somebody that, like, if Jake, me and Jake, who didn't know each other at the time, were outside of a comedy show and somebody were to fuck with him, I would have defended that guy. I would have been the first person to step up and fucking, just because he's a comic, just the way that I feel about comics, right? I just feel like we're fucking brothers, dude. We're on a show together. If somebody were to fuck with that guy, if somebody were to heckle him, I'd be the guy to go over to that person. If there was no security, I'd be like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, that's me. Like, I have this thing where, like, I just have respect for comics. And it just offended me even more because he just took joy in the fact that we ended up having to leave the creek, just sort of the way that, you know, he was encouraging people to show up. And I know it was a joke, but he was encouraging people to show up with milkshakes when people were throwing milkshakes at people. And it just became a thing. When I left the creek, it hurt me. It hurt Rebecca. It was the thing where it was like, oh, shit, dude, I have to leave this space, which I fucking love. Rebecca didn't want us to leave. We didn't want us to leave. But it was just time to fucking go. And then you have this little fucking bitch sitting there mocking us. So, yeah, I don't know. It was just sort of like, you know, he made a decision that he didn't. You know, that he didn't like us. I didn't know who the fuck the guy was. And he was commenting on this thing. I happened to be at the end of his fucking joke, right? And when I approached him about it, he acted like he didn't know who I was, which made me really fucking angry because I was like, you know exactly who the fuck I am. And then I flipped out and I threatened to beat him up. So that's really the whole story.
All class.
There's not much more to it. It was, you know, I'm not saying that you should threaten to beat people up because they say things you don't like. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Dylan. But the reality is, like, he was just a particular cunt,
and he's just a perpetual victim.
Yeah, no, he seemed like, because I've known him for a few years now, just peripherally. Like, I would see him at shows in Texas when he would come through, and I'm friends with a lot of close friends of his, and it was just weird, like, seeing him getting into this. I'm like, yeah, I know Jake. Like, why is he going after these guys?
It's a very weird thing. And then the other thing is, to be honest with you, to this day, like, I still don't really get, like, if he was just like, yeah, dude, water under the bridge, like, let's just fucking, I would go, yeah, who cares? But he just regularly makes comments, regularly posts things about me and my friends.
Because it gets him a certain kind of pussy.
Honestly, you know what?
But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you right now. Next time I see him, it's going to be the exact same scenario as last time. I'm going to fucking bitch him out. Like, I'm telling you right now, he will see me again. The comedy clubs will open up again. Jake Flores will see me again, and he will fucking cry like a bitch again when I make him look like a fool in front of a group of fucking people. I promise you, because at this point, it's not even like – it doesn't even, none of it really fucking matters, but I know for a fact, I've made a decision. There's no way I'm ever going to fucking see this guy ever in my entire life and not make him stare at his fucking shoes and walk away from me. Every time he sees me, every time for the rest of his fucking life, he will walk away staring at his shoes. Every fucking time.
Well, yeah, he has cool shoes.
He does have pretty cool shoes.
Yeah.
So I know that's not mature of me to say, but yeah, I really don't like that guy. And there's just this little fucking twerpy, fucking faggy, fucking cunty thing. Like to talk shit online and then to fucking run away with your tail in between your legs and then yet continuously talk shit online afterwards. It's just the I can't wrap my head around being that much of a fucking bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to talk shit, dude, just back it up. If I don't like somebody and I talk shit to them, right? Or about them, and I make it my thing. If they come up to me and say something, I'm going to say, hey, this is my fucking problem, and that's why.
But that's his grind, yeah. Right? Like, you have this, like, aggressive, confrontational grind, and everybody likes it, and it's funny. But his thing is, like, this kind of softer, sideways, like, going around rather than through, like, Twitter beef kind of thing. And that's how he gets his Twitter pussy.
Okay. Well, yeah. He's going to deal with
he
me.
He is a Twitter pussy. Yeah. That's the problem.
Here, I mean, here's
takes
why.
Takes one to get one.
Here's why I brought it up. Because, Dylan, are you hearing all this? If you don't clean up your act, stop throwing these little fucking tantrums, Jake Flores is your ghost of Christmas future. Okay? That's why I want you to look at what Jake is doing. Yeah. He's almost 40, lives in a loft in Bushwick with a pentagram on his floor, and he's getting into regular Twitter beefs with Lewis and everyone.
Yeah.
And if you don't clean up...
Did you see his house?
That.
Somebody posted a picture of his fucking apartment.
Dude, I almost moved in with him.
It's fucking filth.
When I was getting evicted... after like my first 6 months here, I was like scrambling to find a place, and somebody gave me his number and was like, yeah, call him, he's got a room open in his loft. I never saw the place, he described it to me.
I just saw pictures, just like, I saw people post pictures. I guess he posted like some shots of him watching a movie or whatever, and there's just filth and garbage all over the place. And he's just a fucking dirty, scuzzy fucking Brooklyn hipster. That's what he is. But yeah, when it comes down to it, it's just he talks shit and doesn't fucking... At one point, I know it's not mature of me to say that I'm going to get in his fucking face every time I see him. I know it's not mature.
Damn, I derailed the show.
No, you didn't derail the show. I'm telling you right now. But every time I see that fucking kid, I promise you right now, I'm going to make it so that he will not come to places that I'm in every fucking time. I'm not going to hit him, but I'm going to make him look like a fucking bitch for not hitting me. And then if he ever hits me, oh my God.
You want him to hit you.
Oh my, yes,
you,
I want him to hit
that's
me
what you want
so I can
anything.
Fuck him up beyond belief. Please, I got in his face to the point where it's like, dude, how are you not hitting
yeah,
this guy?
Here's the thing,
he
though. Every time
hit you.
Oh, he'll hit me.
He
every
won't.
Time
I'll
you,
get him to hit me. I'm
no,
good at getting people to hit me.
Here's the thing. every time you see him and try to goad him into hitting you and he doesn't hit you, he wins.
No.
I think you should kill him with kindness.
I think you should kill him.
All
right, Dalton,
actually,
I'm listening.
Yes, I think you should kill him.
No. I will make it so that he that any person around is going to be like, damn, dude, fucking defend yourself, bro. That guy's talking to you that way? Because I don't need to talk shit on Twitter. I'll just fucking talk shit directly to his face, and he'll take it. What a fucking pussy. What type of pussy bitch would just sit there and just fucking take it? At least take the lumps. At least punch a guy in his fucking face that's talking shit to you like that way. I just grew up in a different way. I grew up in Haverstraw, New York, which was all fucking poor Dominican and Puerto Rican kids. And if you talk shit to somebody, they would just fuck you up. That's the way it worked. And then you might even be friends afterwards. You go like, yeah, dude, I shouldn't have been popping shit that way. I did deserve getting lumped up. Your cousin shouldn't have gotten involved. But you know what, dude? I learned my lesson here. This kid doesn't get lumped the fuck up.
By the way, he's not a kid. He's almost 40.
And he's big too. He's not a small guy.
No, dude.
Dude, he's at least as tall as me. He's at least as heavy as me. He's a fucking big dude. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's going to let another man chump him that way tells exactly who he is. And yeah, it's very immature. I know that it's not the way to be, but you know what? To be honest with you, he's now created a situation where he can't be in the same room as me. He's created that situation. Honestly, if he just tomorrow said, hey, dude, let's let bygones be bygones and just send me a DM, I was like, what are we doing here? I was like, yeah, you're right. But he'll just keep on fucking talking shit. He'll keep on mocking me. So when I see him, I know I'm being real here because
real
most
ass.
People would be phony and they go, yeah, do whatever. Who cares? I know for a fact I'm not going to be able to not do that again and again and again and again. And every time he should fear me. He should fear walking into a fucking room with me every fucking time because I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to not fucking do that to him every single time.
You know what? I like him. I think he's a dear friend.
No, dude. No,
dude. He's such a good guy.
Son of a bitch.
Dude, I think he rocks. Dude, I love him. Have you seen his comedy? Have you seen his stand? He's pretty good, dude.
He fucking sings. All right, look. I'm. We're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. Dylan, You fucking, I'm proud of you.
Today.
I'm proud of you, dude.
Dude, yeah.
I'm literally proud of you, dude. I'm proud of you fucking. It, look, you were legitimately upset, which happens.
Dalton, can we be friends after this now?
Of course. Yes, dude. I'm like the coolest dude in the world.
Well, let's not go that far.
No, dude. I am the comparatively. I am the chillest, most friendly guy you'll ever meet. I'm the best.
Yeah, dude.
I'm the greatest. Of course we can be friends, because I'm cool.
He's super cool. Dalton, you fucking rule, dude. You killed it on today's show. Karen, Thank you always kill it on the show. I mean, can we just go make out in the courtyard after this, please?
Let's just do it. It's a pandemic.
That's all I want.
I'm single, and I'm ready to lash
Me
out.
Me too.
The
I'm so sick. For the first time in my life, I'm actually single.
Lewis, I think you've had enough pussy in your life. I need to start getting some pussy.
That is true. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for subscribing, supporting, all that other shit. Right after this, literally in 18.5 minutes, we have the premiere of Jessica Kirsten discussing Hawk on the Gas Digital Network. I will be in the live chat. Make sure you guys stick around for this. I see 250 participants just in the live chat right now. Who knows how many people are watching live? Make sure you stick around and watch the live show, Jessica Kirsten's premiere.
We have the trailer.
Oh, and we have a trailer. I thought it was a clip.
Yeah, it's a trip, clip, trailer, whatever you want to say.
A trip.
I hope it's the Darth Maul video again.
Puzzles the Clown. I'm here to put the pieces together. Science research. It's science. Look it up. This is true. Starfish aren't real. I am a figment of your imagination. Garlic knot game. This is a hard one. Hi, everyone. This is Puzzles the Clown. I'm here to put the pieces back together. A lot of conspiracy theories are growing around, and I don't believe a lot of them. I have my own conspiracy theories. Let me look at my list and think about what I'm going to start with. You know, I am a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe that certain things ever happened, like Woodstock. There is no way that all those people got together and had a party. I think they took one picture of 100 people and multiplied that and made it look like millions. Bats are really women that are flying around trying to see what you're up to. For example, if you're having an affair, which most of you are, and you see a bat or hear that there is a bat present, that bat is watching what you're doing. Your wife or your husband has hired that bat to check up on you. Don't be around bats. One very important thing to know is that the Earth is not round or flat. It is shaped like a pyramid. That's why when you walk up hills, you walk back down. Some of you might get upset about this next conspiracy theory that I have, but I know it's true with all my heart and soul. The Pope is a woman. You can't tell because her head is shaved and she wears a white gown. She is very buxom. I know because I have felt her tits. Every time you see the Pope, know that there is a vagina down there. This is the most shocking news of all. Prince is still alive. He's in grapes. Every time you go to the supermarket and you pick up grapes, that is part of Prince. Just know that you are eating part of Prince every time you eat a grape. Science proves this. Only the purple grapes. The green ones are Heath Ledger. Look it up. It's all real. Every time you eat a green grape, you are eating part of Heath Ledger. It's science. Look it up. I'm Puzzles the Clown. Thank you so much for listening. Starfish aren't real. I am a figment of your imagination. Garlic knot game. This is a hard one.